We're reading from Kabbalah for the student, page 17, starting with the words, I should add. We're reading from the article, Disclosing a Portion and Covering 2, page 17, Kabbalah for the student, I should add.
I would say we have to start from the essence of his words, two paragraphs before.
תמצית דבריו, אשר עניין באורי דברים בחוכמת האמת.
The matter is that the clarification of these things has nothing to do with the greatness of the Kabbalist himself, but it's a matter of the special soul that's intended to do this, that the illumination of this soul is given permission from above to disclose the upper wisdom.
Meaning, it can be a giant Kabbalist, huge, could be a tiny one. And there's no connection. Because through the little one, they can pass through the little one, huge things for all of humanity. And through the big one, they didn't give him the possibility, the opportunity, both externally and internally, to pass something from his huge wisdom to the world. Because it has to do with the plan of creation, the generation that is worthy, and so on and so forth. So, don't look at the Kabbalists and you think they are great because they wrote to you many things that are great, because it could have been even greater because they were not given permission. They were working modestly, concealed, sitting in their corner and quiet, keeping quiet.
We therefore learn that one who has not been rewarded with this permission must not make clarifications in this wisdom, as he cannot close those subtle matters in their proper words in a way that will not fail the students. For this reason, we did not find a single book in the Wisdom of Truth that precedes Rashbi's Book of Zohar, since all the books in the Wisdom prior to his are not categorized as clarifications of the Wisdom, but are mere intimations, without any order of cause and consequence, as it is known to those to the knowledged ones. And to add to that, what I got from the books, that from the times of Rashbi and on, the authors of the Zohar, and until the time of Zari, none of the writers could understand what the Zohar says, like Zari did. And everything that preceded all the compositions before his time are mere inklings in this wisdom, including the books of the sage Ramak. And the same words that were said about the Rashbi should be said about the Ari himself, that his predecessors were not given permission from above to disclose the interpretations of the wisdom, and that he was given this permission. And also, this does not distinguish any greatness or smallness at all, since it is possible that the virtue of his formers, which was much greater than the Ari's, but they were not given permission for it at all. For this reason, they refrained from writing commentaries that relate to the actual wisdom, but settled for brief intimations that were not in any way linked to one another.
But when we are reading their books, their compositions, we think that they didn't know that much, didn't understand that much, they expressed themselves with things that are not so important, like the Ari writes in a way, you know, Parzufim, Sfirot, Olamot, infinite number of details, and so on and so forth. And they were not in that, so they seemingly were not oriented in that. That's also not correct. In short, we can't say anything about anyone according to what he truly is. Rather, according to the permission he received from above to disclose something to us. And we appreciate them accordingly. Just like a little child appreciates the grown-up, oh, he's huge, he's big, according to his little mind. So we have to think about it, always.
For this reason, since the books of the Ari appeared in the world, all who study the wisdom of Kabbalah have left their hands from all the books of the Ramak, and all the first and the great ones that preceded the Ari, as it is known among those who engage in this wisdom. They have attached their spiritual lives solely to the writings of the Ari, in a way that the essential books considered proper interpretations of this wisdom are only the book of Zohar, the Tikkunim, and following them, the books of the Ari.
Questions? Gershon?
Eventually, a Kabbalist, his work is to pass on the wisdom
according to how much was given to him to disclose it. He will disclose it, and according to what was not, he won't.
Right, this is what I just heard now, but what I don't understand is, how is it that a Kabbalist is prevented to publicize something from above?
Just like that. Simply, it's forbidden, prohibited. Read again, time to act, and all those things. He needs to act according to the generation. And the fact that they gave him various corrections to make, it's corrections. And if they gave him opportunity to publicize it, he should publicize it. He's working according to the permission.
Okay, that's clear, but that if he wasn't given permission, does he have any other way to actualize himself in reality?
How do you know what is the right way or wrong way?
I'm asking, I don't know.
So there's nothing to ask. Whatever he receives, he receives. Maybe he received the revelation of Eliyahu, Elijah, and they let him write a small composition for beginners, and that's it.
I'm just asking about the Kabbalist himself.
The Kabbalist himself is happy about any form of connection to the Creator and help the Creator in anything, even the smallest thing. It's enough for him. It all depends on the importance of the one who's telling you what to do and not the work itself. So there were Kabbalists who prayed to forget, and such like Baal Sulam, who, you don't know how much he burnt. He constantly wrote. Why? It's an expression to let it come out to the air of the world, to be close to people. But after he wrote it, he would put it in a sack and burn it. Like that. He go down to the backyard and burn. And he would burn entire sacks of written material. Let's go.
Permission from above, isn't it one of the three conditions? There are three conditions for revelation, and this an additional one.
No, permission from above is the main thing. We're talking about a Kabbalist. We're talking of Kabbalists. As much as they attain, they attain. But here we speak with respect to publicizing what they attained. So one has nothing to do with the other. He may have received the entire wisdom, but he's permitted to publicize only 1% of it. It depends on the generation. It depends on his role. It's also not of the Kabbalist's nature. It's possible that he's not. They don't allow him to publicize it. Maybe that his style, the kind of soul he has, is not in a form that can publicize things in a way that fit the generation. You see how Baal Salam writes in a way that's a little scientific, a little emotional. He's using all the all the possibilities. Before him, Kabbalists were, each one had its own style. There were those who used gematria's numeric value of letters, other forms. Okay? We won't be able to finish it.
Rav, we see that Bala Sulam asked to be lowered from his degree in order to be able to disseminate the wisdom.
Yeah.
And still, it doesn't promise that the generation will be able to accept
it. Receive. The generation can advance using the writings of Bala Sulam and complete the correction. Bala Sulam wrote to you from the smallest to the greatest. He opened the entire wisdom of Kabbalah in a style that is clear, gradually, in a studious way, pedagogic way, educational, everything comfortable.
So, receiving this permission doesn't promise that the generation will follow, will accept it. The fact is that we see that there were many who were against them.
So? Of course there were there was opposition. There was, has always been, will always be. The whole world will resist it. But there are such, there is such opposition that the one who wants to publicize something, to advertise something, can use in order to establish himself correctly, check himself. Is he publishing the correct things in the right style? Meaning this resistance is like the left line compared to the right line, so he would advance on the middle line. And there are such resistors that just want to erase him, kill him, destroy him. This is not opposition, this is the snake.
This resistance, is it a point of criticism for the Kabbalist himself, that he can measure what to do and how?
Of course. I would be very happy to receive criticism about me, but not... You don't understand anything, or you're a cult, and all those things that they write. Rather, on point, I'm willing to discuss with anyone, even in a public discourse, before everyone, for the whole world. I have no problem. How do I present myself? I simply open Bala Sulam a little bit. Open up Bala Sulam according to what's written here in the page and here on the page. That's what I'm doing. So I have no problem with that. Show me where I'm doing incorrectly. I'll be very happy about it. I'll thank them. So such people, I don't consider them as opposition. I consider them as critics. Very specific kind of critics. And without it, science and the wisdom of Kabbalah cannot exist.
It's like it says, raise a child in his own ways.
Maybe.
Bala Sulam gives a very good definition here of books that explain cause and consequence and other books that simply speak of the attainment. And beginners, they want to know, they don't exactly understand. And our problem in our explanation is, or the challenge is not to diminish the books of other Kabbalists.
So there are the books of Bala Sulam that are higher than high. They are in the center of all humanity. These things are immeasurable. But besides that, around it, we wrote many books, clarifications in many languages, we can look at our archive of our lessons. So a person has what to do. Maybe he has too much material. But for him to not drown, we have various circles and instructors, and this is the main thing. So I don't think there's a problem. Anyone who wants to work with this wisdom and enter it with the right foot correctly and continue.
Students always ask about the difference between books of other Kabbalists, like the Talmud, Mishnah, and so on, compared with those books that explain the wisdom itself, like Bala Sulam. And
same thing. Everyone is talking about the actions of the Creator towards the created being, but in four languages. You need to study these four languages from part one of tests. Why, Neve? I want this guy.
Permission from above, what is that? Because I can ask for the friends, the more the merrier.
You can ask, who are you and what kind of heavens do you have? You belong to heaven. They didn't take you from there. Sit down and keep quiet.
Previously, you told us about Bala Sulam, who wrote bags and bags of stuff and burned them.
But by that, he disclosed it to the world. With Rabash also, many times, where we study, suddenly he would say a line or two. Look at him in shock. What did he say? And he said, it's not for you. I just wanted it to be revealed. That's how it is. What did he say? I remember those lines. Gradually, I'm starting to understand what he said. But it took another 10 years after he said it, even more.
And he also explained that everyone has permission from above, that if he can do even something small, then this is his role, this is the permission that he got. Now, each of us has a certain role that he has to do.
All these jobs, roles, are only through the 10. If you're not included in the 10, forget about the role and about the Creator and the purpose of creation and everything. Because there it all gets realized. After you assemble, concentrate in the 10, then you'll be able to see in the style that you're going to connect. And each one of you has a style of its own. You'll see what is special to each and every one.
And in parallel, we have to make efforts in the 10 and outside the 10, dissemination, all direction. Only then can you discover accordingly?
Accordingly, you will know.
We see that Dari has many supporters, fans.
You don't know how it was. Why? You thought he was accepted by everyone? They would come to check with him if he knows the Gemara, if he keeps the mitzvot. They would say about him that he's lighting candles on Shabbat, on the Sabbath. What are you saying? The Ramak, who was very well respected in Tzfat, Safed, he said, you don't know, he's a pure man, let him be, he's pure. And then they left him. Otherwise, they would.
I mean, in our times, many different kinds of audiences accept him.
I don't think it can happen in our times. I think it will happen in a different way. The world will suffer greatly, and then through this suffering, it will understand that the method of correction has to be such that, as we describe it, and no other. And it's not to do with religions or beliefs or parties or stereotypes or habits. No. Rather, it's all a matter of correction towards connection. And this is the highest, and this is the most necessary. And you can do it only through the work in the 10 that we are now developing with you today. according to the texts, of course, according to the directions we receive from them, but we are actualizing it in practice.
So the question is, how to understand what the Ari says or how to study his Torah internally?
You cannot study the Torah of the Ari, only the Torah of Baal HaSulam. Because the Torah of the Ari, you can attain it only to the extent you'll be a person of attainment. But for the time being, you can't. It's like today, you're studying Tess only as a remedy, as Gula. What do you get out of it, out of knowing that the screen jumps with the Rishimo and so on and so forth? What do you get out of it? Only this Gula, the remedy that lets you receive the reforming light through it, to work on you and develop in you the mind and the feeling for spiritual actions of connection with the ten, with the friends in the ten. And Rabash is writing more about that. That's how it is. He writes, we were rewarded with the opening of the wisdom of Kabbalah by the Ari and the work of the Creator by Baal Shem Tov. Also, for, in our generation, Baal HaSulam is the wisdom of Kabbalah and the work of the Creator is Rabash. But to, we need to realize it, actualize it, as always, in the ten, and it will not change ever. This is what we are developing, this approach in practice, out of our work in it. And you will see, the time will come, and you will see how much the world will require it, will discover that such a thing exists, and will come to you and ask for it. And you need to be ready.
Carmiel.
We have Carmiel.
Rav, friends, everyone who's with us now, hello. There's a question that's bothering me for some time now. We're sitting in workshops and I feel that it's the right thing to do, internally wise. But also I'm asking, there are plenty of people all around the world that are contemplating the same question. What's going on in other places? Are we doing something else?
What did he ask? What about the other people in the world?
The questions that you ask and we answer all around the world right now, does it help? Does it help the words of Baal HaSulam to be publicized?
What we do, when we talk about it, without talking about it, by that, we awaken the whole world, we shake it into correction. At any given moment, a greater will to receive awakens. Because the upper light shines more and more and more, it appears more and more, and it awakens the broken vessel more and more. Just like you turn on a dimmer and you can see how much dirt you have in the room. More and more and more. That's what the world is discovering. You see the world. It discovers the shattering in all areas. If beforehand it was partial, a little bit here and there, now there's no endeavor in this world, human endeavor in this world, that is somehow, that you can tolerate it. Nothing. Everything is shattered. Everything appears as a dead end. No way out. No solution. No one is getting up in the world and crying out, I have it. No one has it. And the way we discussed it 20 years ago, we finally begin to see today that this is coming to be in the world. The world is without direction, and it's completely in a dire state, and also feels and understands it and accepts it as such and has no hope and no way out. Unless they heed the words of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why we have to publicize it, disseminate as much as possible the method of correction. This is something you have to do. And with that, it doesn't matter where you are. We have friends all over the world, so you have to do it. To the extent that we will do it on in our low degree, we will be rewarded with reinforcement from the upper world. We will be rewarded with great help. Our destiny is to pull everyone to correction. And if we will begin to do it with our little strength, you'll see how the power, the understanding, everything will be revealed to you. Just start to do everything you can, each and every one of you, in all directions. But it has to be organized, it has to be with permission from us. It will be proper and not confusing the general public and in a nice way. In short, after we check each and every material, written material, recorded material, filmed material, you have to try and be as soldiers of the dissemination of Kabbalah.
Christian Dawson from London is asking, how will the masses suddenly discover the wisdom of Kabbalah? Where is the turning point? That you, as a veteran friend of ours living in London, thoroughly understanding, knowing your environment, also you work in a way that you're as if connected with the masses, and you know everything, that you try to take our articles, maybe make them a bit more English. Maybe they're written in a more American style, and you should kind of work on them and make them a bit more English, and publicize them on the English, on the UK English web, not that one of the United States. And go deeper and deeper in. It's very important that all our friends in England will work on that, because we still have a part that we still didn't go into. In our dissemination, this principle of disclosing a portion, concealing two, it also has to be? No. In our dissemination, you already have to receive ready for dissemination articles, and without thinking them, publicizing them. And the articles that you write yourselves, send it to censorship, get approval, and publicize them. You're still not in spiritual revelation, that there you have to conceal or reveal something. In our dissemination, we only have to be aware that in our dissemination, we have to act to the benefit of the reader or the listener and so on, to their benefit. And sometimes we can be wrong, so therefore we need examination.
New York. Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear us. Yes, nice. We're happy to say that we are 45 people shy of 3,000 registered friends. So thank you, everyone who registered, but please don't stop. I think we can go. And if you haven't, please go to one.kabbalah.info and register. Yesterday we sent out, or it started to go out, the instructions for sending written questions during the lessons. In the lessons, together with Rav, will be Eli Vinokur as well. And in addition to asking live questions, you can put up the question marks as we do now. You can also send written questions, and we want to hear from everyone, even if you can't ask live questions. To do it, please follow the instructions. You have to join a WhatsApp group, and you have to use a form, and everything is in the instructions. Today, I believe they will go on Sviva Tova as well, and you'll be able to join it. And we're looking forward to an amazing Congress. Tomorrow we have the last hummus meal before the Congress, and then we'll have a final meeting of all the teams an hour before the Congress starts on Friday, which is Saturday morning Israel time. Other than that, we're very, very excited.
Very well. We're waiting. I'll probably sit with Simeon Vinokur, with Eli Vinokur, with Dion, who's responsible that connects me with broadcast. That's it. Who else do I need? That's it. And let's hope that you'll be ready. Now, what I don't understand is how many people registered for the Congress? 3,000 minus 45. Very well. How many were registered during the Moscow Congress? We didn't count. It's preferable for us to try and register always. If you register, then it's like putting your signature on something, like when you get married and so on. It's a signature, nonetheless. It does something. It's good to sign a kind of mutual document. It's very important. It's not only symbolic. So please go in and sign. Register. What else? That's it. Good. Then, so this evening, the Zohar lesson, you're all invited this evening to watch a live lesson with Dr. Leitman on Sviva Tova. Open Friday for all of our viewers from all around Israel, 2:45 a.m. You're invited for a special lesson and a festive meal. For further details, contact us.
The
Kabbalah Lam College is very happy to invite you to an introductory to a fundamentals course. For further details, kab.coil or call us, and let's sing.
מה קורה כאן בינינו? בחיי לא הייתי חושב. מה הולך מסביבנו? לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה. אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. Shalom, Rabbi.